A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yogi Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav, Shabbos 156a, pagination 311, the second to last page in the Masechta. There's a cute joke, people say, that if you have a certain Gemara that you know is in the Masechta and you're looking for it, so just start from the beginning until you find it. So this is a very famous Gemara in Shabbos regarding mazel, regarding a person's luck. But if you only know that it's in Shabbos and you don't know where, so you would have started from the beginning and you'd finally get to it here. But this is an often quoted Gemara, very, very important. Let's start from about eight lines from the bottom. The first word on the line is litamei. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, Minayin she'ein mazel liYisrael. How do you know that the Jewish people are not bound by astrology, by luck? What's the inference here? That the non-Jewish world is bound by astrology. But the Jewish world is not bound by astrology. Ein mazel yisrael. So there's some validity to astrology. Maybe not today's astrology. Today you look in the newspaper and they'll tell you exactly that good things will happen to you. So that's very nice. Maybe it'll get you to buy another paper tomorrow because they said something nice to you. But seriously, there's such a thing as luck, but the Jewish people we'll see the dynamics are not bound by it. Shenem, as the Pasuk says, Ko amar Hashem, so says Hashem, El derech hagoyim al talamdu. Don't learn or don't follow in the way of the non-Jewish world. O mi'osas Hashemayim al techtu. In what way are we referring here? Don't be afraid of the signs of heaven. The way the stars are aligned, the way the planets are positioned. It shouldn't cause you fear. The non-Jews should be afraid of it, because it says something there. They can be afraid, Jewish people should not be afraid. What's the basis for this? So the Gemara cites four examples. And the basic theme over here is that mitzvahs and Jewish destiny and prayer have the power to overturn whatever the mazel is. Va'af Rav sova e mazel Yisrael. Rav also held there's no mazel to Yisrael. The Omer Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Minayin she mazel Yisrael. How do you know that this is true? Shenema va'yotze yaso achutza. Hashem took Avram outside. What's going on? What does it mean he's going outside? What's the ramification? Omer Avram lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a whole conversation here. Avram said in front of Hashem, Ribono Shalolam, Hashem, Ben Besi Yoresh Osi, the people of my home are going to inherit me, I don't have children. Omer lo, Lav, Hashem told him, no, it's not true. Kim Hashayetze Mimei Echa, the one who comes from your body, your biological child will inherit you. Omar lefanov. So Avram answered, Ribono shel olam Hashem, Master of the Universe. Nistakati bistakninus sheli. I checked out my astrology. Ve'eini ra'i laholid. And I'm not capable of having children according to my astrology. Avram was a very, very wise and informed person. Eini ra'i laholid bein. I can't have a child. Omar le. Hashem told him, fasten your seatbelt here. Say mi'itztagnino shalach. What does it mean? He took him outside. He said, go out of your astrology. You're greater than the astrology. You know, if the computer program is not working, so then get a computer programmer to change the program. She'ei mazel Yisrael. You're not bound by Yisrael, by mazel. Very interesting that the word Yisrael is already being used here with an expression, even though Avram's grandson, Yaakov, who's also called Yisrael, the Bnei Yisrael, the word is already being used here. My daitich, what's your problem? Hashem says, I know what you're thinking. Dekoy tzedek b'mayrev, Jupiter is in the west. Mahadrano mekmina labim mizrach. I'm going to switch it to the east. How do you like that? V'hainu d'chsiv. That's the pasuk. Miheyu mi mizrach. Why is Jupiter coming from the east? What's going on? Tzedek. Yikreeyu l'raglo. What's going on? The answer is because Hashem adjusted it for Avraham. So that's step one. A mazal Yisrael. And it gives greater insight when we greet a person by a simcha and we say mazal tov, or mazal tov, as the case may be, we're referring to the ability to change the mazal. Something good's happening to you, and people are looking at you, and things are happening, and I don't know where this is going. We say to him, mazal tov, it should all be good. There should be no negative here. And if necessary, Hashem should adjust it. That's my prayer for you. Third line of Amud Beis, Umidishmuel nami e mazal li Yisrael. Similarly, a Shmuel story, you see that there's no mazal to Yisrael. Dishmuel va'avlet, Shmuel and this astrologer, this wise man, Avlet, a non-Jewish scholar, have a yasvi v'avoka azli hanach inshi la'agma. And there were people passing by going into the swamp to do work. Amale Ivlit the Shmuel, Ivlit told Shmuel, hi Gavra, that guy, he pointed to a guy, Azavalawasi, he's going out today, he's not coming back alive. Tarek lechivya umayis, a snake is going to get him, and he's going to die. Amale Shmuel, Shmuel said, Ibar Yisrael, who, if he's a Jewish man, Azilvaasi, he will come back. How did Shmuel know? So Rashi throws in an interesting thing here. He says, V'yoil lo tefila, and prayer will work. And apparently, we have to conjecture, even though it doesn't seem to be written here, but Shmuel davened for him. Shmuel was the only person who knew the prediction. And he davened for him. So he said in confidence, no, he's coming back. We'll see. It doesn't, not clear that it was the tefila alone that saved him, but apparently Shmuel davened for him, and that's what Rashi is referring to. Adiyasvi, as they were sitting there, Azal va'asi, they're already coming back. Shmuel and Avlet, for whatever reason, they're sitting there the whole day. They're schmoozing, they're exchanging ideas, whatever they're doing. But the people are already coming back, and this man is among them. He's still alive. Come Ivlet. Ivlet got up. Shadye litunei, and he took off the man's pack. I don't know if he explained what he was doing, or he's just such a scholar and so curious that he just jumped on the guy and took off his pack. Ashkich bechivya de pasuk v'shadi betarti guvi. And he found a snake there that had been cut in half without anyone even realizing. I guess they were using hatchets and they were cutting, chopping, and the snake is dead. Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel tells the man, my avadata, what did you do today? It was quite clear to him that he had a merit. Amalei said to him, kol yomav amraminan rifsa bahadei adadi, we always pool our lunch, our food, our bread, v'achlinan, and then we eat it. Ha'idn, on this particular day, ha'ika chad minayu, there was minan, there was one of us, delavalei rifsa, he didn't have bread. Ha'vakamichsif, and I sensed that he was getting embarrassed, he didn't know what he was going to do when the pot comes by him, what's he going to put in? Aminaluhu, I told him, Anaki imneva armina, I'm going to volunteer today to arise and do the collection. Kimatoi ligabei, when I got to him, shavoi nafshi kimanda shakli minei, I made it as if I was taking from him, but really I filled in from my own. So I made an extra contribution that day, more than a portion, and that's the way I saved him. Ki heichid elalichsev, so that he shouldn't be embarrassed. Amalei, so Shmuel told him, mitzvah avadata, you did a major mitzvah. Nofak Shmuel v'dorash, and Shmuel went out and he taught, Utsadaka Tatzel Mimavis. Charity has the power to save from death. It can change your mazel. Velomi Misa Mishuna. We're not only talking that a guy who's destined to die in a difficult way will mitigate the way he dies and he'll die in a better way. Elomi Misa Atzma. It can ward off death. Save the person literally from death. That's the power of charity. And that's what we're saying, that certain merits can pull a person through, even if the mazel is against him. We're running out of time, so I'm going to summarize. Umidu Rabbi Akiva Nami in Mazal Yisrael, the famous story of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had a daughter, and the astrologer said that the day that she goes to chuppah, she's going to get bitten by a snake. Could be that this child was born when he was older, and he was already a celebrity, and the astrologers were looking at him just like they looked at all the Roman emperors and all the children that were born to tell them what the destiny was. In any case, the Gemara says the end of a line, about four lines from where we were, have a de'iga amilsa tuva, remarkable wording. He was very worried about it. He would not act on it. He's going to let her go to chuppah. But he was worried about it. He was concerned, which is precisely the way we view astrology, that if it's from a reliable source, but you're not allowed to act on it, because mitzvahs are more powerful. So he refused to stop her from getting married, but he was worried. Hahuyom, on that day, the Gemara describes how she took her hairpin, stuck it into the wall, and the next morning when she took the hairpin out, she found that she had unwittingly pierced a snake and killed the snake. So Rabbi Kiva asked her, "What did you do?" And she answered that on the day of the chuppah, everybody else was busy and a poor man came, and she gave the poor man her meal. Now, to understand the power of what happens here, it could be that she had the minhag of fasting on the day. It could be that she wasn't going to eat it anyway. Fascinating that it could be that all she did, I don't mean to, right, is she paid attention. It wasn't even a sacrifice. The meal was going to get cold anyway. She gave it up. She paid attention that the poor man should have, and Rabbi Akiva declared, Mitzvah avadata, you did a major mitzvah. And he went out and he declared, Tzedakah tatzom limavest, tzedakah saves from death. On the last of the small lines, I know we're moving quickly, but it's, I think, worth it. Midrab Nachman bar Yitzchak nami ein mazal Yisrael. From the story of Rab Nachman bar Yitzchak, you also see ein mazal Yisrael. Because Rab Nachman's mother was told that your son is going to be a ganav, a thief. Lo shavakte geluye reshe. So as a child, she was always careful to cover his head. Amra le, she said, Kasi reshe, cover your head, kechet itahavu alach emasa deshmayu, so that you should fear heaven, and you should not become a thief. You should be a God-fearing person. And that's the expression yarmulke, which is used regarding the head covering, the kippah. Yarmulke stands for yore me elokai, to fear heaven. I remember in camp, when I first heard that, the head counselor saw some kids cheering by throwing up their yarmulke in the air, cheering on a baseball victory. And he said, you don't take your yarmulke and throw it into the air. Yare me alokad. A yarmulke is a sense of reverence. In any case, she covered his head, made sure, told him to, uboy rachmi, and she also davened a lot. And the result was, one time he was learning, and he was a God-fearing person on a good path. His yarmulke came off, his hood, his head covering came off, and suddenly he had this urge to climb someone else's palm tree and harvest fruit that wasn't his. An act of theft. And he realized, this is all coming, because that's my predisposition, that's my challenge in life. Fascinating insight, both into the way to view other people, their behavior, got to know where they're coming from, what their challenges are, and also that he made the effort, his mother guided him, to overcome the predisposition, because ein mazal Yisrael, whatever the destiny is, that's merely your starting point. And from there, mitzvahs have to take over. Yeshua Korach, have a great day.